The oldest object in the universe is, obviously, the universe itself. The universe has the oldest birthday, but how old that birthday is still a matter of question. And this year there has been a new estimate, or rather, another new estimate. It was not until 60 years ago that anyone had any idea at all how old the universe might be. Even if the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, a figure of which scientists now feel quite certain, the universe might have existed for uncounted eons before its formation. But then, in the 1920s, Edwin P. Hubble estimated the distances of various galaxies from Earth, and the speed at which they were receding from us. They were very nearly all receding. It seemed quite clear that the farther away the galaxy, the faster it was receding, and at a rate proportional to its distance. This universal recession in just this fashion was most easily explained by the theory that the universe, as a whole, is expanding. If one imagined time reversing itself, then, as in backward-running film, all the galaxies would seem to be approaching each other until, at some point, they would smash together into one vast conglomeration. It was for this reason that, in 1927, a Belgian astronomer, Georges Lemaitre, suggested that the universe began as a tight conglomeration of matter that exploded. The galaxies are now still receding from each other as a result of that initial explosion, which is now popularly called the Big Bang. In 1929, Hubble suggested that the Big Bang took place 2 billion years ago. This created quite a stir because geologists were certain that the Earth was considerably older than that, more than twice as old, we now know. Hubble's estimate would mean that the Earth is older than the entire universe. This estimate, however, later turned out to be inaccurate.